By the time Yosef reaches Egypt, he is one of a long list of lost children in the Abrahamic family. It's a family that has always been made up of insiders and outsiders, those who stay and those who are exiled. While Yosef started life as his father's favorite, seemingly destined to be the carrier of the covenant, by the time he rises to second in command in Egypt and Miketz, it seems as if he has accepted his new place as one of Abraham's banished children. He is an Egyptian noble with an appropriate marriage and two children with a daughter of an Egyptian priest. Like Esav marrying Canaanite women, Yosef's marriage seems like a signal that Yosef will never return to his family and the covenantal path. A Midrashic tradition, however, asserts that Osnat, Yosef's wife, is not actually an Egyptian, but is the daughter Dinah conceived after she was raped by Shechem. What did Shechem, the son of Hamor, do? He seized her and slept with her, and she conceived Osnat. The sons of Israel said that she should be killed, for they said that now people would say in all the land that there was an immoral daughter in the tents of Jacob. What did Yaakov do? He wrote the holy name upon a golden plate and suspended it upon her neck and sent her away. She went her way. Michael the angel descended and took her and brought her down to Egypt and to the house of Potipharah, because Osnat was destined to become the wife of Yosef. Osnat begins her life already rejected. She is the child of rape and, according to Dinah's brothers, a living stain on their family. In order to spare her life, Yaakov sends Osnat away, and she is eventually adopted by Potipharah and raised as an Egyptian. In this Midrashic reading, Osnat is, like Yosef, a lost member of Yaakov's family who finds her way to Egypt. Unlike Yosef, however, Osnat was not a wanted child. While Yosef is a son who was hoped and prayed for, Osnat is the result of an unwanted pregnancy. While Yaakov desperately loves Yosef, singling him out from all of his brothers, Yaakov sends Osnat away. The difference between Yosef and Osnat in many ways mirrors the difference between Yosef and Dinah, Osnat's mother. While Yosef is born to Rachel, Yaakov's most beloved wife, Dinah is identified as Leah's daughter, her identity marked by her relationship to the wife Yaakov never wanted to marry. Now Dinah, the daughter whom Leah had born to Yaakov, went out to visit the daughters of the land. Similarly, while Yaakov cries for Yosef for years, Yaakov is silent when his daughter's rapist asks to marry her. When it comes to Dinah, not only does Yaakov not have tears, he does not even have words. Dinah and Yosef are opposite poles in a family that has always had insiders and outsiders, children who will carry the covenant and children who will be cast off. In sending Osnat away, Yaakov carries on the ancestral pattern in which unchosen children are sent away from the family, just like Abraham sent away Ishmael. Being sent away in this pattern is a mark of unchosenness, a sign that this child will not be a carrier of the covenantal blessing. In any other generation, this is where we might expect Dinah's story to end. And indeed, in the text of the Torah itself, Dinah's story ends as her brothers remove her from Shechem. But in telling us that Yosef and Osnat meet and marry in Egypt, the Midrash keeps Dinah's story alive. And what's more, it changes the way the story of the unchosen child is told. In this telling, unlike her family, God never abandoned Dinah and her child. Instead, God made sure that both of them would be able to find a way back into the covenant, even miles away from the covenantal family and the covenantal land. Dinah, instead of being ridden out of the family like the unchosen children before her, is brought back in through her grandchildren, Yosef's sons Ephraim and Manasseh. When we remember that Ephraim and Manasseh are not just Yosef's sons, but also Dinah's grandchildren, the blessing we give our sons on Friday night, that they should be like Ephraim and Manasseh, takes on new meaning. It is not a wish that our children should be like Yosef, the most beloved son, and his chosen children. Instead, in blessing every Jewish boy with these words on Friday night, perhaps what we are really saying is a sort of prayer. May you be part of a world in which there are no chosen and unchosen children, a world in which every child is loved. May you know a world in which no human is expendable. May you understand that you come from those who the world saw as nothing and those that it saw as great. And may you know, truly know, that to God, all of them mattered.